Nolte, Election Denier Stacey Abrams Struggles with Black Voters. By John Nolte on September 23, 2022. Election denier and governor in her own mind Stacey Abrams is struggling to attract black voters during her failing gubernatorial campaign. The far-left Atlanta Journal-Constitution found in its recent polling that the anti-science Abrams is losing to Republican Governor Brian Kemp 50-42%. In 2018, Abrams lost by only 55,000 votes. Compared to 4 years ago, she's also slipped with black voters, who should be her core of support. According to this poll, only 79% of black voters support her, compared to 10% for Kemp. 4 years ago, Kemp earned just 3% support from black voters. The hideous Stacey Abrams won 85% of the black vote. This poll also shows Republican Herschel Walker ahead of sitting Democrat U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock by 2 points, 46-44%. An incumbent at 44% is never a good sign. Most people have made up their minds about him. Kemp sitting at 50% means he's in great shape. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's approval rating in Georgia sits at a dismal 37%. Kemp has an overall job approval of 56% and a 30% approval rating with black voters, which is high for a Republican. As far as Queen of the Universe Abrams, remember that she lost this same race 4 years ago with 85% of the black vote. Now she sits at just 79%. Only 75% of black men support her, which is why she's aggressively pandering to them. "I am not a black man, but I've been raised by one," Abrams said to her supporters at a recent campaign event. "And I am always going to say that if black men stand with me and vote for me and work with me, we can change the future of Georgia." Democrat strategist Howard Franklin said that Abrams' numbers among black voters was not a death sentence but an early warning bell. "But I think this is probably more a question about how quickly black men, in particular, start paying attention to this race and come to understand the stakes that are at play for November," Franklin added, according to the AJC. "One of the reasons Democrats are selling their souls to expand their coalition with perverted child groomers and mentally ill transsexuals is due to their eroding support among black voters. More and more, we are seeing black voters wake up to the fact that racist Democrats haven't changed since they launched a civil war to hold on to their slaves or instituted Jim Crow. Life for everyone who is not wealthy in Democrat-run cities is a hellscape. Democrats cannot defend their record, especially when it comes to bettering the lives of black people. So they are embracing drag queens in schools, gay porn in schools, and permanently mutilating children going through the usual teenage awkwardness. The only question that remains is if Governor in her own mind Abrams will concede this time." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.